Com a ligação que Hazrat Ali e Hazrat Fatma radiallahu anhu tinham, e de certa forma ela era tão, tão obediente que bastasse Hazrat Ali, seu marido, só dizer Fá, não dizer Fátima, só a primeira sílaba, dizer Fá, Hazrat Fátima logo vinha responder este chamamento. Corria para vir atender. Hoje nós não somos assim. Então Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vai trazer o mapa do Jannat, vai trazer o exemplo do Jannat a partir daqui, deste mesmo mundo. Allah vai trazer.
بہرحال حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ تشریف لے گئے, لیکن شرم اس قدر کہ خود اپنے والد سے بھی درخواست کرنے کی ہمت نہیں ملی. اس سے معلوم ہو
ہوج نو ایزیس نہیں uma vergonha dentro delas. Por quê? Porque estão ligados, está a look dele, a ligação dele está com coisas mundanas, com esses todos, televisão, estão ligados às coisas seculares, hoje estamos a seguir aquelas modas que estão fora do Islam. Então como é que elas vão ser piedosas assim?
تو نہیں پوچھ سکے, واپس آ کے گسمان علم القرآن صدق اللہ المولان العظیم. Really there is no greater joy today for us. Allah open our hearts and fill our hearts with this great, great joy and what ni'mats Allah has blessed us with, we cannot imagine. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam way, but that is the way that they got it from their elders, which reaches right up to Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that perfect lifestyle has been brought to us. In the teachings of the hadith and Riyadu Salihin, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi, they used to read Riyadu Salihin. So this is a great, great kitab. And in this kitab, from the beginning, ikhlas, sincerity is mentioned, so that we can have some sincerity. May Allah bless us with sincerity. Ikhlas is a vital, vital, let us read. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمْ. Very similar to our fifth kalima, that what we read, it is just little bit without some words. Why should it not be that the greatest ni'mat Allah will bless those people with? Yeah, Maulana made the effort that every day he was teaching that those hadith, 2-3 hadith, whatever it was, and it is for us now that what we have heard, what we have listened to, we try and practice upon that. If we will be between the Jannat is, as it is mentioned in the hadith, Allah will ask them, are you happy? They will say, oh Allah, you gave us what we could not imagine. In fact, what we don't deserve, because those who know the reality, our namazes are not of that quality. One buzurg says, if my one subhanallah comes out right back, includes poems of the love of Allah in between. So at least when you recite those poems, your thoughts come back again. That, ya Allah, for what? And then the greatest effect of the oneness to get the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and the reality of the whole of deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep on maintaining your land. So we have to have that yaqeen, whatever I'm doing, Allah is the doer. So that has to come into us. So we have to work towards getting that yaqeen. So by reading La ilaha illallah and having that concern, if we do it properly, inshallah, we will get that reality. For that our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, now when we are walking and going towards Allah, and we come to that stage, we al-mautu jasrun yusallul habib ilal habib. Maut is a bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. Then we won't be frightened of death. We will be looking eagerly forward to death. We are going to be meeting our Rabb. And then when this will, now you must forget all that perfume you used to smell. Now that is what you're going to get. So that is how this life of the, but Allah's beauty, Allah was the creator of the temporary beauty. What will be the beauty of the Hurul Ain? The beauty of beautiful sceneries that we see in this world. waterfalls, mountains, the sea, the sun, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared. If we listen to their lives, what their accomplishments, what their great, great feats were, it seems we can't believe it, but we believe it in our heart. But it is such a thing, Allahu Akbar. What great qualities Allah bless them. So all that is also from Allah Ta'ala. And now when you're going to be seeing Allah, what great things. Then, Alhamdulillah, Maulana has explained already, little time we have. And Quran Sharif was also made khatam, yeah, also about 11 and a half years, Maulana, more or less. Ji, Alhamdulillah, we started from A'udhu, before we start Quran, and what a great dua A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem is. Today we just take students of deen, and this is a great thing. If we just carry on learn, listening every day, I want to learn Quran Sharif, and I'm listening with that niyat, you will be counted as a student of deen by Allah Ta'ala. And you will get, and studying deen and getting ilm of deen is the, if not the greatest, is one of the greatest ibadat. How many ni'mats of Allah? Wamin ayatihi, wamin ayatihi, wamin ayatihi. 22 supara and the whole Quran Sharif, the greatness of Allah, His ni'mats, His qudrat. A person has to see Allah. Then now Allah presents Himself, so to say, He is that one. Allahu samad. Allah is not near of anyone whatsoever. And Rabbi Nishah, our Shaykh's one beautiful poem. Oh Allah, show me some address. Give me a GPS. Give me a thing that I can be led towards you and I can realize and recognize you. And the whole Quran Sharif, 6,666 ayat, according to ulama, are all signs to reach Allah Ta'ala. Now, four, did I read four of three? We get doubts there. Did I read this word correctly? Did I read that word? Many, many doubts we get. So Allah gave us our protection from everything. You have a beautiful garden. Now weeds are also going to grow there. So you have to save them, clean them up, or take out all the weeds. All these things also, we have to save ourselves. And from that, we have to have that yaqeen, that conviction, and read it with that conviction. Reading Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu Sharif, 7 times is protection against all illnesses, bimaris. But with that conviction. Hey, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with it. So in the surah, all this, and min waswasil khannas shaitan, is just like, these are those which are called mulhideen, who give deen, the face of deen, but giving something else in place of deen. We are changing the deen. We are bringing a new type of deen. If somebody is invited you, you're going to for a proposal, your own, your son's proposal or something, and those people put, it will be the picture of deen, and behind it will be fitna. So may Allah protect us all, inshallah. May Allah guide us to righteousness, accept this great, great effort, and I will, I'm sure Maulana has made the niyat, but for my sawab, I will ask Maulana to start again. Whereas Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he wrote his Ma'arif Deen, to teach and propagate and pass Deen, the Darul Uloom here we have got now, mashallah, and then to pass it to all the people of the country, the people of the world, we try and pass this Deen. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Dua karein. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. The completion of the Quran Sharif, the completion of throughout the world, O Allah, into the houses of the Muslims and non-Muslims, O Allah. O Allah, let its barakat reign in the whole world, over demonstrated to us. You send the great, great Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, all the great scholars of fiqh, alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Care of anyone, there will be great fights. Everyone will want his share and will want everything. فَيُقَتَلُوا مِنْ كُلِّ مِيَةٍ تِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعُونَ. And then of every 100, 99 people will be killed. That means there will be great fighting. just like for all the minerals. So after stay making this clear statement, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives an advice for that time. Those people who are present at that time, فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, do not take anything of that. Stay away from it, stay away from all the great difficulties. Muslims are advised not to yearn for any of them. Yuridu awafi. Yuridu awafi siba wa ta'ir. And there will be nobody that will be living, it will be deserted, but only wild things will be left, wild animals and wild birds. Birds and animals of prey, that will be all that will be left. Other people will go and they won't have entered Medina Sharif. And these will be the last two people that will come forth on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith has been interpreted in two ways. Ulama say, they amongst whom is Qadi Ayaz and Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayh, they say that this prophecy was fulfilled. He will just be distributing wealth, and there will be so much wealth that he won't be counting it. He will be just distributing to the needy, to the poor, to all who need. There will be so much of barakah that he will be just be giving out. According to some ulama, year two, this khalif is Imam Mahdi, rahmatullah alayhi, who will appear.
Al-Muslimat, wal-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat, wal-qaniteen wal-qanitat, wal-sadiqeen wal-sadiqat, ila akhir al-ayah. We are still in the beginning of the 22nd Supara, and at the beginning Allah Ta'ala referred to the great honor and virtues of the Azwaji Mutahharat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. These qualities in us, we become also the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, by which Allah's great favors are bestowed with. So the first quality Allah says, Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat. Tehqeeq, Musliman marad or Musliman aurte. Undoubtedly, the Muslim man and Muslim karne wali aurte. And those believe of those women who worship Allah Ta'ala and the man who worship Allah Ta'ala. Qanitin comes from qunut, those who humble themselves, and those who are regular in their ibadat. Not like soda water that sometimes we make lot of it regular, but it must be with truthfulness. We must be sincere and truthfulness and truthful. It must be, those qualities must be within our hearts also. Not just showing a pious front that I'm very pious, etc. Our talks and the way we dress and the way we walk, etc. as though we are so great buzurgs that in our ibadat we are regular with our ibadat. Like we are feeling very tired and groggy for Fajr, but we realize it's Allah's command, I have to get up. Our desire is very strong to look at a certain woman, but we know it's Allah's command and we restrain ourselves. That is that sabr which Allah Ta'ala loves so much. Many places had showed it as a separate department. To learn in the maktab is very important. To go to Darul Uloom is very important. To go in Tabligh Jamaat is very important and so beneficial, and how lot of good comes from it. And at the same time, to make tazkiyah of your nafs is also one important department. Like for example, you want to build your house, you need a person who knows. So just like that, for our tazkiyah, we need a person who is called a sheikh, sheikh al-tariqah. We need a person who is a muslih, who is a muzakki, who will be able to correct our lives. They are present, look for them. Who you have munasabat with, who your heart agrees with, become bad to that person. Make your say miracle, then what else is it? And in front of our eyes we are witnessing this miracle. Let us see your qudrat. Let us not be like the people of Thamud who saw with their eyes the miracle of the camel coming from the mountain. We are also seeing this miracle. Let us take heed. Let us, when this boy could become hafiz, let us become good Muslims. Let us ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salam. And what is that? Wa raditu lakum al islam deena. That I have given you Islam as your religion. Islam is your way of life. That is what I want to discuss. that this was revealed in Arafah, in the Hajjatul Wada of Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are in the day where the same journey, same Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it fully, fully, and make it most beneficial for them, for the whole Ummah, Hajis, and even those who go for Umrah are like the ambassadors of Islam for their families, from their towns. And they should make dua there in turn, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. We all know it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of the Anbiya used to read this in these days. So while we walking, while we are sitting free any time, driving by the village, every night after Baalik, after Isha, then that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should try and read more in that. And Jummah even more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. So three things I mentioned. One was the Hajj, that our hearts be in Mecca and Medina at this time. So Allah will be. And the left hand of the peace of Allah, we cannot imagine. And it felt very sad now that it is. And in Ajah, Rasulullah, that when Allah's Hajj will come in the opening, and the people will enter into Islam into huge numbers, this also goes out your way. And that the Christians pray their way, that the Jews pray their way, and that the Hindus, everyone prays their way. So that is not the complete meaning of Deen. Deen is a way of that. Your complete way of that is Deen. So Allah says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, in this world. For example, when a child is born, one sunnah is to make tahni. That is, you have a date, chewing, preferably by a class who you think is a pious people, person. And then you put a piece on the pet of the child. That till the age of 40, you must look after your health also very much. After that, the damage is done if you didn't look after. And most of us are not conscious of this till the age of 40. After that, the damage is done. Then it's very difficult. If that Allah wishes, then again we can come. Right now, I'm not discussing that. I'm giving an example. If you have a bottle of Coca-Cola, but you got black vinegar from it. The name is written Coca-Cola. But what you got inside? Black vinegar. Now, if you present it to your guests, and they drink it, they pour it from the bottle, and they drink. But the person who presented it to the Imam Sahib, the Imam of our mosque, he felt that Zamzam in a castle lager bottle, beer bottle, he cleaned it pure, and he washed it thoroughly, not three times, not seven times, three times he washed it. And he pours Zamzam, and he gives it to the of Medina. We all prize it, we are very happy. But he wraps it in that newspaper which has got the filthy efforts of this filthy woman who sells this. And he puts it in there and gives it to Maulana. I brought the Kajur dates of Medina Sharif. Dates of Medina Sharif.
To the age of 25, 10 years, you'll find any person who is a leader in the world successful. These 10 years.
We are sending it as the guest of Allah, the best clothes, which is resembled the clothes the Muslim should wear in his life, which is called the kurta, the top part, the izar, the bottom part. We should have that. May Allah give us tawfiq. Today, our condition has come. Like a person, these days you can't do this. The segregation of the sexes, on various occasions, no, it's too hard. We can do without it. But I'm Muslim. Who says that if I don't keep a beard, I'm not a Muslim? Muslim, Muslim. But then, I don't wear a kufiya, a topi. Who says I'm not a Muslim? I am a Muslim still. But everything we're going to start subtracting.
It is really like we are taking out an insurance policy with Allah. Dunya's insurance policies are haram, and even they cannot protect you from the harm. The harm gets caused, and they look for loopholes and they look in the fine print not to pay you out, unless insurance policy is 100% halal.
It has to become adat first, a habit. And after that, the reality will come. So that effort is being made with Zuhar namaz, with all the namazes that students must perform the namaz. Again, students who study online, who is there to check that they're making their Zuhar namaz? And when students in a darulum, after checking so much, we know the weakness.
That he gave khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah. And in that khutbah, he said these words. ثم إنكم أيها الناس تأكلون شجرتين. Then, oh you people, in his khutbah, he said that you are eating two types of things from trees. ما أفعوي. That he was that smell they could not be tolerated. فمن أكلهما فليمتهما طبخا. Whoever wants to eat it should remove the smell of it by cooking it. Cooked onions is no problem. Cooked garlic is no problem. The raw, the smell that comes from that, and perhaps...
In summer, when it's a longer period, you have your supper also, and this is a time to be free between Asr and Maghrib. But you also make it productive. Also do some exercise or anything, or just rest yourself. In summer, when the green grass is green, the garden is nice, and take advantage
from the masjid. In other words, the people who are in charge of the masjid, they can give the order that he must be removed. And similarly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said that don't let mad people come in your masjid. Don't let children come in the masjid. Children who do not have understanding. Because they start playing here, a mad person who...
Once day comes, before that, they practice a lot. And then they have a big sports day, which is a big do, etc. And to have activity, exercise in your life, with the excuse of sports or actual exercise and being active is important. But you can't leave it for once in a year. Yeah, the system is to have paylula in the afternoon. Paylula is from 1 minute to 1 hour. Even if you just rest for 1 minute is sufficient. And don't rest for more than an hour. From a minute to an hour, and this refreshes you, then you can make your mutala up to 9:30 quite comfortably and with full attention. And you can test, and as your niyat, jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. If your niyat is like that, Allah will open the doors for you also. And you will be able to spend your life like that. And if you spend your life like that, you will see how much of goodness, how much of barakat in all your work also will come. So
the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهُمَا لَا يَخْلُوا عَلَيْهِمَا أَحَدٌ بِغَيْرِ مَكَّةٍ إِلَّا لَمْ يُوَافِقَاهُ. These are two things, meat and water. That these two things, only the people of Makkah can survive on that. Otherwise, if any other people...
...guzalta hai mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzalta hai zuba khamosh rehta hai sila ishqe majazi ka ye kaisa hai are tauba sila ishqe majazi ka ye ke agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi to apne aansuo se ishq isko dota rehta hai to apne khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرن میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے, محبت میں کبھی ایسا.
Is when we acquire taqwa. That is to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala as and when required, and to stay away from all which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And then of course the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that also entails in it that we should stay away. Such time also passes on a person. That closeness of Allah Ta'ala when his tongue is just tongue tied. Whether it is sometimes in his du'as, no words also want to come out. But you are just engaged with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Sometimes you might be lying down to sleep and you provide of it. And everything, every detail of every makhluk creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. How great is not Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes when a person is blessed with that his eyes of the heart are open to these things. And he thinks of Allah Ta'ala's great. And Allah Ta'ala, how much we make our islah. Allah takes us out of bad habits, bad qualities, lying, backbiting, looking down upon people. As we understand that Allah has saved us of liquor, has saved us of gambling, has saved us of all these haram things. What a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes such time also comes on a person. Zuba khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. With your tongue you don't say anything, but in your heart you are crying in the love of Allah. You are thanking Allah for His favors all the time. Ya Allah. And again you think that from my side, oh Allah, what have I done? But fima ismun kabir wa manafi'u linnas. And manafi' is plural. Lot of Allah acknowledges there are a lot of benefits for you. In many things that we do, which are transgression, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, there is some benefit, but that is dunya's benefit. But breaking the law of Ali bin open, not only talking, not only saying the praises of Allah, everything, but now in that love of Allah, not one command of Allah you break also. And what difficulties the people went through. All along, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, customers, how you treat them, or even in your money matters, how many wrong practices, business, we know it is wrong, but we just take it very lightly. So this is when the true love of Allah Ta'ala comes, then this person's whole, Buzurg say, to make tahajjud is easy. To cry in your du'as, your children are gone for umrah, they are gone anywhere, and now you are worried. But they don't even know you worried. And many times, especially the older people, the grandfathers, etc., they worry too much. The grandmother, the grandfather, and those children say, why are you so worried about us? So say, ishq. To apne aansuon se, ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Then with the tears of the love of Allah, you wash it away. In other words, immediately you make tawbah. Tawbah, istighfar, you resort to it immediately. And the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala, even of the asking Allah for forgiveness, Allah has forgiven him, and you still picking on him in your mind, amongst your friends, whatever. So don't you look down upon any person. Anyone, no matter what guna he was involved in or he is, we don't know the inside condition of that person. Many people, outwardly it looks like they are in guna, but inwardly, so again he went away. So you go and ask him. So he went and he asked him then. Then he told him that this year is water. There is only water. It's nothing. Just a bottle I found, I'm using it. And this is my son and I'm teaching him Quran Sharif. So he says, why do you make this like it appears that the people all the time coming to him, more and more it comes to him. And that love, everyone knows what is love, but unfortunately our love is for material things, our love is for illicit haram love we have got, whether it is for our dunya also over the limit, our dunya's things or whatever, or how many are involved in actual illicit affairs. But when nobody is around, then he's doing all the wrong. So not only in public, but even in your complete, your sunnats also. Whether you, by mistake you put your, when you went to toilet, you put your right leg in. It happens, we are weak. And then you realize it. Nobody is watching you. Reverse again. Now you put your...
Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid aana ka inaam ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جان میں نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ماہِ جامِ
Remembered in both the worlds. All the time you are remembered. آپ کا مرتبہ is جہاں میں. Your position in this world, how great is it? جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. Like the sun in the sky. When the sun comes out, the moon is still there, the stars are still there, but they all, a person was walking, and traveling, and he came to a place where a shepherd who was looking after his animals, and he found that the wolf ate one of his animals, and he started crying. So he says, this is normal, a wolf when it gets a chance, it will eat a goat, it will eat a sheep, when it's normal, affecting ourselves. Today we forget ourselves and we are shouting and we are screaming at other people and we are not correcting ourselves. If we correct ourselves, then we will find goodness will come. Agar na salli ala ho zubaan par, kya asar hoga aaho fuga mein. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we really check ourselves, that we don't, your beloved, you don't even think of your beloved. Your beloved, you don't follow in his ways also in any way, then how can that be the true love? Koi samjhega kya? Ghair mumkin. How can anyone understand and realize? It's impossible. Aapka rutba. Sadly today, it doesn't really matter to us. But that a person, how many people didn't want to keep their children's names Muhammad? It's a great thing and we must keep the name. But they felt that sometimes the child will be naughty and we'll shout him. How many times we know that the names have been changed, harm they had caused to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tolerated all that so that Iman comes in the world. So that today after 1400 years, far away in the southern tip of Africa, there are people who have got Iman also. And there are people who have got so strong Iman also. That when you get married, try and marry a woman who gives birth to a lot of children. So that my ummah can be big on the day of Qiyamah. Like that, if we bring people into the fold of Islam, but have we got that worry, we want to make the 2 rand profit, 20 rand profit there. But this year of bringing them into the fold of Islam, how much of...
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تعالی علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us another day to prepare for our akhirat and our qabr. And Hazrat Wala, our beloved Shaykh, says wa barakatuhu that every day the person should check in his life. That consciously, what amal did I do today for my qabr? That make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day to the extent that when the person will go into the qabr and the first question will be posed, Mar Rabbuk? Because his mashq was so strong, his daily effort was so strong, that whatever nuskha prescription was given by the Shaykh, he made amal upon it. When he came now to the final imtihad in the qabr and the question is posed, Mar Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? His heart is so much. The steam of the love of Allah ta'ala is so much in the heart. That when something haram will come in front of him, some temptation is there, he will see the manzar and the scenario of the day of Qiyamah, he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he'll put on his brakes of taqwa. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ جَنَّةُ الْحَىٰ doesn't yearn to go there, we still want to be in dunya. Although we know things are better that side, but how come is it that we still are clinging to dunya? So the reply he gave was, he said, عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ. When it comes to your dunya, you have invested everything in dunya. And your akhirat, you have spoiled it, there's nothing there to... But I have this journey to go through, I have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safely. And our Hazrat says, that person who doesn't even have this fikr also, of his tazkiyah, of his islah, it never came into his mind, that before he reached my qabr, I have to make this fikr, the positive conscious figure of the islah of my heart.
Rasul has taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, which in turn came down to us till today, that whoever recites morning and evening 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times we read this dua in the morning, after Fajr, after Maghrib.
Allah come and follow us over here, a friend in the group. Aquele grupo melhor do que este grupo, aquele grupo de anjos, andar em torno dele, estar guardado à frente dos anjos. E agora nós estamos sentados aqui, pesados irmãos. Nós todos estamos lembrados de Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Tem muito anjo para orar a Allah. Não é todos anjos já nas mãos. É como algumas pessoas. São muito amados por nós próprios, ou já saíram 4 meses com beijos ativos, estão a ser chamados. Portanto, assim mesmo, Allah chama aqueles anjos que são, têm tarefa especial. É grande, grande, Allah chama eles. E Mursali.
Que se coi, que teta fazer, faristo, coi ta fazer. Então, faristo, que agar ham Allah ko yaad kare, ye koi bari baat nahi. یہ لوگ ہزاروں تقاضوں کے باوجود پھر بھی اللہ کو یاد کرتے ہیں. کمال تو ان کا ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی اب یہی بات ہو رہی ہے.
یہ 20 esta coisa que Allah está a falar, hoje podemos dizer esses anjos, os sanit, que vejam meus servos. Apesar de tão ocupado, eles estão lembrados de mim.
Farish.
Isto porque anjos também estão a dizer que nós, anjos, não têm nenhuma necessidade de esposa, de criança, de pagar energia, água, comprar pão, comer, beber. Veja eles. Eles têm tantas necessidades. Apesar de tantas necessidades, tantos outros problemas que eles têm, eles estão a tirar tempo para recordar Allah e lembrar.
Eu tomarei dia café. Então, thori der Allah ko yaad kiya. Dusre hadith mein aata hai ke Allah farmate ho wo bas hai ab tumne mujhe yaad kar liya. Jao dukaan ko dekho, makan ko dekho, biwi bachcho ko dekho, apni zarurat. Lekin is halat mein khare ho maghfoor Allah. Tumhare sab gunah maaf kar diye. ऐसे मोबाइल
que vocês lembram de mim um pouco depois de Fajr e um pouco depois de Salat al-Asr. Eu vou ser suficiente para preencher todas as vossas necessidades de todo o dia inteiro. Porque Allah sabe que nós temos muitas outras coisas para fazer. Allah nos vai dizer nos 24 horas de entrar na mesquita e fazer a produção de Allah. Allah diz um pouco de tempo depois de fazer, um pouco de música e todos vamos juntar, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر خوشی اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ بستاد میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 خلوت ہو گئے آجا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں اور لذت ذکر اللہ اللہ اور کیا لطف آہو فغاں میں اللہ 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 مجھے اپنا لے مجھے اپنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ onde o sonho está a cair, e todo mundo o sonho está a cair. Já está aqui todas as coisas no caminho de Allah. Alguém dono, quem pode ser dono de todas as riquezas do mundo? Já está todas essas riquezas do mundo no caminho de Allah, do jacado de Sarat e Shara, tem mais recompensa de que fazer aquilo tudo.
Shuru ho jata. Ye awwal waqt. Afzal waqt wahi hai 11, 11:30. ہر ایک کی ہمت نہیں اس وقت پھر وضو کرے مصلی پہ جائے مسجد میں آئے تو جو چاہیں دو رکعت اشراق کی پڑھ لی چاش کا وقت شروع ہو گیا دو رکعت چاش کی بھی پڑھ لی
ele diz que quando uma pessoa será temos recompensa de tirar sadaqa do salato al-ishraq temos recompensa de tirar sadaqa de todos os ossos de todas as transgressões que nós temos
inshallah جس کی ہمت ہو پڑھ لیں
میرا کوئی اختیار نہیں جہاں مالک سے ایسی تفصیل سے ہوتے ہیں یہ
Enjoyment when you'll be meeting Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as it is mentioned in this hadith, the veil that will be sawi, a person has to make dhikr, dhikrullah, in order to get concentration. But even in our zikr, our thoughts go away. They go this side, they go that side. Then we have to try and bring them back. Therefore, the dhikr as have been taught to us by our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, inshaAllah will come always. I'm coming, I'll be there. But our inshaAllah mostly is forgotten because we think I am going there. I've got my car, the roads are there, everything is there. But only if Allah wills. Otherwise, a person might land in hospital. A person might land in the graveyard after that. We don't know where he'll even make once dua. Oh Allah, give me the reality of iman. Give me that yaqeen. Give me that tawakkul on your zaat that you alone are the doer of everything. That my eyes turn away from all other asbab, means of this dunya. And I realize you alone are the doer. So if we do that, inshallah, we will get that portal. And when she has given birth to 4 or 5 children, now she's got a figure like a 200 liter oil drum. Eh? Now all that is gone. When she was young, she was putting all different types of perfume. And now when she's 70, 80, now all the time Zabok, Iodex, deep heat. Oh, sublime. You are so great. Anyone, and that also we should do to try and study the seerah, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in there also comes the shamail, the countenance of Nabi, the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a great, the so great beauty, outward beauty, inward beauty. And then the sahaba Nabi asked them, I'm doing this deal, is it right? This deal, many things, just with a little bit adjustment, it comes correct according to Sharia. Otherwise, we may be doing it wrong. So do it correctly. So when we will do that, our business is correct. It is also ibadah. Then Allah, and we go to Allah Ta'ala, He will bless us with all this for Fajr regularly. And sit this little while. It's not long, this about 5-10 minutes. It takes just a little while. But how much won't we benefit? We mustn't sleep at home, and we don't come here and sleep in the dars also. Some of us, we come here, but we sleep here. No, here also we should listen attentively and with the niyat to learn. To learn, we will ikhlas, oneness of Allah, openly and clearly. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ He is the only one. All what you have read, you read Amman Khalaq in 20th Supara, that who has created this, how great is He? Who has made this beautiful gardens for you? Who has made the rain to fall on you? Who has made your vegetation? Aata, main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchaan hai. Oh Allah, you come in my heart. I believe in you fully. But I can't comprehend you with my brain, small little brains we got. Where can we comprehend? I realize this is your recognition that I can't recognize. You are beyond recognition. Apne milne ka pata, koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe, a serious thing, which we all face, this very thing which I mentioned, our namaz. We start it with a niyat, I'm going to read a perfect namaz, full concentration of Allah Ta'ala. What disturbs us? Wasawis, whispers of shaitan. Our doubts that we get, all those things are included in here. People get doubts in deen. People get doubts in the number of rakats they are reading. And how beautifully Allah said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say that, and this is protection from jadu also, from jinn also, from anyone made any, whatever it might be, complete protection Allah has given us. And there can be nothing more greater than the Qur'an Sharif. The Quran Sharif is the most powerful. Destroyed. There will be people in my ummah also who will commit such gunas that I will like to destroy them. How the people of Ad and Thamud will be destroyed. And then who are those people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar said, people will be wearing topi, beard, kurta, who are maulanas, who have got knowledge of deen. Everything. Sudur in nas, min al jinnati wal nas. And today this is a common thing. And we have to read the surahs that Allah protects us. Otherwise we can get misled very easily. Flowery talks in that hadith in detail. They will be reading Quran Sharif also. They will be talking very eloquently also. All those things they will do. But they will be people of Heidelberg, who's Neki, somebody in the Qabristan, who's Dua, that such great ulama, such beautiful environment of deen here. And we all try and boost them. Let deen become more alive within us and more greater, and the reality of deen come into us. From the outside form also we have deen, inside also we have waghfir lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Allahumma anis wahshatana fi quburina. Allahumma arhamna bilqur'an al-azim waj'alhu lana ima. Oh Allah, accept this great, great effort of deen that has been done. Oh Allah, the day of Qiyamah, and let this work carry on over and over from us. Forgive us, oh Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, ya maulana, innaka antat tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi, sayyidina Muhammad wa ala...
will not dry up. And then after it dries up, min zahabin, and it will show that there will be a mountain of gold below it. Yuqtatalu ali, and people will start killing one another for that gold. Everyone, like for worldly wealth, how people don't get gold. And in another narration similar to the subject matter, yushiku ayyahsir al-furat and kanzim min zahabin. It is very soon a time will come when the Euphrates River will dry up and expose the treasures of gold that is below it. فَمَنْ حَذَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ saying, يَتْرُكُونَ الْمَدِينَةِ مَدِينَةَ عَلَى خَيْرٍ مَا كَانَتْ. A time will come when people will leave Medina Sharif in spite of all the good that will be in Medina Sharif. Yet people will leave and go away from Medina Sharif. لَا يَغْشَاهَا إِلَّا الْعَوَادِ. Nothing there. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَا ثَنِيَّةَ الْوَدَىٰ. Until they reach the place which is called ثَنِيَّةُ الْوَدَىٰ, for where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Medina Sharif. When they will reach to that place, خَرَّ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمَا, then they will fall on their faces. Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يَكُونُ خَلِيفَةٌ مِّنْ خُلَفَائِكُمْ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ. There will be one Khalifa from amongst the Muslims during the latter times, the later times.
Yahtul mal wala yauduhu. He will be such that he, that time is also to come, though very, very dangerous and frightening times are also to come, but even such very good times will also yet come. Wa akhiru da'wana.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna al-Muslimin.
But yes, specifically and directly Allah Ta'ala mentioned them. And these are those qualities which Allah Ta'ala loves very greatly. And it is stock taking time that men also who are referred to first and then the woman, that we take stock whether we have got these qualities or not. And by imbibing, by bringing useless, weak, little, insignificant creation. And my Creator is absolute. His knowledge is absolute. His power is absolute. And I believe in Him. And believing in Him, I fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ اور بندگی کرنے والے مرد اور بندگی روڈ. We should bring humility and humbleness in us. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ اور سچے مرد اور سچی عورتیں. And the truthful man and truthful woman. That is another quality which Allah wants, that we must be truthful. It mustn't be just an outward show to show people that I'm very pious, I'm so hard for Him. The second is that he abstains from haram. No matter how much his nafs loves that haram, but he abstains from it. And the third is